It's Monday, June 9th, 2008, and welcome to episode 41 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. This has been a bit of a rough weekend for many of us here in the Midwest. Over the weekend, we had major flooding and many roads were closed due to high water. In our area of East Central Illinois, Interstate 70, U.S. Route 40, Illinois Route 130, Illinois Route 121, and many of our low-lying county roads were closed. For the most part, the flooding has subsided and the major highways are now open, but many county roads remain closed. The weather forecast does not look good as more rains are expected today and later this week. Along with all the rain came high winds and downed power lines, so many were without power. We also lost cell phone service this weekend, although my cell phone is now working. A link to a story in our local paper is provided in the show notes if you would like to read more about this series of storms. Mother Nature is in control, and this just goes to show you how fragile our infrastructure can be when faced with the wrath of Mother Nature. I live in the country, and we have experienced these outages before, and therefore we are prepared for these types of events when they happen. I must say, though, that not having phone service for a couple of days really makes you feel out of touch with the rest of the world. Being stuck at home also made me want to reconsider my choice of not having internet access at home, as it would have been nice to be able to get on the internet this weekend to find out what was going on. Internet access choices are limited in our area, and high prices have kept me from signing up for this service. It would be very convenient to have internet access at home, and I am now investigating some new broadband choices, but many carriers are beginning to put caps on the amount of broadband access that you are allowed to consume. I previously had satellite internet access at home, but found the speeds were too slow and the price too high to continue its use. New choices are now becoming available. For example, in this area of Illinois, Verizon is now offering a free broadband USB modem for approximately $40 per month. This service plan has a cap of 50 megabytes of usage before they begin to charge an overcharge fee of 49 cents per megabyte. Verizon is also offering a 5 gigabyte plan for approximately $60 per month with an overcharge fee of 99 cents per megabyte. Both require a minimum 1-year service contract. 50 megabytes per month is really not that much data, but I really do not want to spend $720 per year for a service that is capped at the higher 5 gigabyte per month fee. Please note that these charges are in addition to our monthly cell phone bill that is approximately $100 per month. So, if I do go with a 5 gigabyte plan, I would be paying approximately $160 per month between the cell phone and broadband access services. That's $1,920 per year, and that just seems like a lot of money for basic communication services for the 21st century. Add to this the typical cable TV bill of $50 per month, and this cost becomes approximately $210 per month, or $2,520 per year, for cell phone, wireless broadband internet access, and cable TV. Of course, my idea of basic services is relative, and it is my choice to select the services I want to access. Being connected has its cost. Now I wonder if I could give up my cable TV and trade it in for that broadband access. Choices, choices. There is another battle going on right now that will impact all wireless internet users in the coming months. Wireless access providers seem to want to limit data usage while content providers want to maximize content that is available to purchase and download. So we have competing interests of content providers wanting end users to purchase and download as much music and videos as a consumer can afford, but the wireless carriers are concerned with the amount of bandwidth that this requires. Thus, carriers are looking at new business models to pay for this increased bandwidth use. I have a link to a New York Times article from back in January of this year that I encourage you to read regarding a pilot project by Time Warner that is capping bandwidth usage for the citizens of Beaumont, Texas. This comes under the heading of net neutrality. In my opinion, if this Time Warner pilot project is successful, it will be replicated by other wireless internet service providers across the nation. In a way, it already has. So if you want to download that high-definition movie that you legally purchased online, it could cost you an additional $30 in bandwidth fees to download this large file on top of the original purchase price if you live in Beaumont, Texas, according to this New York Times article. That is scary. I would like to ask the listeners if any of you have wireless broadband service and what you like about it. How much bandwidth are you using? Are you satisfied with this service? How much bandwidth do you use each month? My reservations about bandwidth have to do with the fact that I do watch a lot of videos from YouTube and TeacherTube, so I am concerned about the amount of material that I would be downloading at home. Add to this my use of Skype for audio and video conferencing, and I am afraid I would even hit the higher 5 GB limit for any given month. Please let me know what types of service and pricing are available in your area. Unfortunately, the digital divide still exists in rural Illinois, as coverage choices are limited and prices remain relatively high, particularly in rural areas. We do have access and choices, but for many, this still remains cost prohibitive. What do you think? Am I being a cheapskate? Leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog or send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu to share your thoughts with others. I will be attending the National Educational Computing Conference, better known as NEC, in San Antonio, Texas at the end of this month. If any listeners are planning to attend NEC and would like to meet up at this event, please drop me an email and we will see if we can arrange a time and place to meet while in San Antonio. My technology pick of the week this week is a flowcharting Web 2.0 service named Gliffy. Last week I reviewed a text-to-mind map tool, and this week I ran across the Gliffy flowcharting tool. Gliffy reminds me a lot of the Microsoft Visio program, as it has several palettes of shapes to choose from, such as flowcharts, network diagrams, org charts, floor plans, and many others. A link to Gliffy is provided in the show notes. It must be flowchart week this week, as I just visited the Free Tech for Teachers blog and found another flowcharting service from flowchart.com. Rather than me recap it here, please head on over to the Free Tech for Teachers blog for a brief review. I would like to thank the Free Tech for Teachers blog for the mention about the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast. I would also like to ask that you help spread the word about the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast and mention it to any of your fellow educators that may be interested in listening over the summer. That wraps it up for episode 41 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center at www.eiu.edu/ITC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you'd like to make a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.